David, just your thoughts as you kind of see what's unfolding back in Houston, kind of seeing what our city's going through.
Yeah, it's very, very tough. You know, like I said yesterday, it's very difficult to watch your family, your friends, your city go through a time like this and not be there to help, not be there to go through it with them, not be there to experience it. So our thoughts are most definitely with everybody. We hope everybody stays safe. And like I said yesterday, we're just trying to do whatever we can to help from afar because we can't get there. We can't help physically. So we're going to try and help raise that money. We're going to try and make sure that we get a jump start on it. You know, we're not going to wait until it's too late to start. We're going to try and raise that money right now because we know what's about to happen. We know that once this storm stops, there's going to be massive, massive recovery efforts. And we want to be there. We want to be ahead of it so that we can really get a jump start on getting these people back on their feet.
What have you thought about the response to what you started?
Oh, I think that it's been an unbelievable, bless you. It's been an unbelievable display of what can happen when people come together. Just to see how many people are sharing it, to see how many people are donating. Like I said, whether it's $5, whether it's $500, whatever it may be, to see so many people support, to see so many people send the message, spread the message, it's incredible. And I think that's what Houston's all about. It's a very diverse city. It's a very resilient city. It's been through things like this before, maybe not of this magnitude, but it's been through these types of situations. So people are coming together. People are helping raise each other up, and I think it's not only from the state of Texas, it's from all over the country, and I think that's something special about this country. That's what this country is about, is helping each other when we're down, lifting each other up when we're down. And I think that we're in a time right now where obviously the city of Houston, the state of Texas, especially the southeastern part, is down, and so we need to help them as much as we possibly can. And I think it's been unbelievable to see the amount of support that people have shown.
JJ, you mentioned that on CNN that there was someone with a newborn on the team and how tough that was for him to watch his wife going through these early stages without him. What other players are specifically dealing with this, water in their homes, things along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, there's some guys dealing with water in their homes. There's some guys, like I said, there's a couple guys that have young kids, that have wives back there, that have full families back there. So it's very difficult. You know, obviously you'd like to be back there to help. There's, you know, sometimes power's going out. There's, you know, water's being shut off. Families can't leave their homes. And so it's very difficult. Say you got a mom and a child at home alone. That's a very tough situation. So we wish we could be there. It's nice that we're all together so that we can go through it together and we can support each other. But we obviously want to get home as quickly as possible so we can help our families and all families of Houston, because really we're just one big community. No, I actually haven't. Now that I think about it, we've been trying so hard to really get this going, but I know they're safe. I know that they're safe, and that's the biggest message. Just everybody stay safe. You know, don't try and go out in the roads. Don't try and do too much. We'll get this thing all cleaned up and rebuild the city once it's all over with.
You mentioned the monetary. Down the road a bit, but Bill said you guys dedicate the season to the city of Houston. Just kind of carrying that banner for the city. What will that change for you guys?
Oh, I mean, I think that obviously you do that every year, but I think this year is something special. You know, this is much bigger and much more important than football. There's no question about that. But if on Sundays this fall we can take people's minds off of the situation for a couple hours, if we can put a smile on people's faces for a couple hours and be a distraction away from everything that's going on, we'll gladly do that. And we'll do our absolute best to make sure that we give the people the best show possible. Like I said, this is so much bigger than football, and we're not trying to stand up here and act like we're anything more than we are. We're just football players at the end of the day, but if there's a way that we can help, if there's a way that we can brighten these people's days up a little bit, we're going to do it.
Considering what's going on in Houston?
I think there are much bigger things at hand, absolutely. I think that the most important thing right now is family and friends in the city of Houston back home, making sure that they're safe, making sure that they're taken care of. And if there is something played this week, I think we should definitely involve some sort of fundraiser, some sort of way to benefit the people back home, because I think that, like I said, this is a much bigger issue than just a football game.
You mentioned you guys were just playing in New Orleans. Did you talk to any of those players about what it was like when they went through a similar situation?
You know, I think one of the sentiments that I heard a lot back in New Orleans was how Houston welcomed some of the refugees from Katrina, from all the people that had to evacuate New Orleans and go over to Houston, and how a lot of those people stayed in Houston, and how now it's kind of Houston's time. Houston needs the help. Houston's the one who needs some of the funds. They need some of the help. They need the resources. So it's nice to see people from all over paying Houston back and giving that chance to raise Houston up. It's going to be a long process. It's not going to be a one day. It's not going to be a 1 week thing. It's not something we can forget about once the rain's gone. We're going to have to rebuild a lot of people's lives. We're going to have to rebuild a lot of people's homes, our whole communities. So we just need to make sure that we're in it for the long haul. And that's what I want people of Houston to know. We're with you in the long haul. We're not here just for one quick fundraiser. We're here to help you out until we get the city fully back on its feet.
JJ, you mentioned the monetary aspect. Obviously, that is so important to rebuilding the city. But just to the people that are in it right now, that are dealing with this right now, what is your message to the people in Houston that are dealing with this?
Our thoughts are with you. I mean, I don't know how much my thoughts mean to you, but I want you to know that they're with you. And just stay strong and stay safe. You know, and heed to all the advice, heed to all the warnings that people give. Help out in whatever way you can with those around you. But the biggest thing is stay safe. We don't want any more casualties. We don't want any more people going out in harm's way. We just want everybody to stay safe, come out of this on the other end, and we will come back stronger. We will rebuild this city stronger than it was. We're a very tough city. We're a very tough people. And so we're going to come out of this better on the other end. Just stay safe for now, and once it's over, we'll rebuild.
JJ, would you like to see the game canceled?
I just spoke a little bit on it. I said this issue is much bigger than football. This is something that we need to put our focus on. We need to put our attention on. If a game is played, I think there definitely needs to be a aspect of it that involves a fundraiser or some sort of way to give back to the community, some way we can make it a positive impact on Houston and help rebuild these people. But I do believe that this is a much bigger issue than football, and I think that our first priority should be on the city of Houston and the lives of those people back there, not necessarily on a game.
JJ, what's happening inside you when you watch the video and you see all that stuff?
You feel a little helpless. You feel like you wish you could be there to help. I feel like I'm up here in Dallas and I'm, you know, practicing football and in a hotel watching it on TV, and you just wish you could be back there to help everybody out. And it's very tough to know that all the people are back there and you really can't do anything about it. So that's why we're trying to do whatever we can, because it's a little helpless. Thank you guys. I appreciate y'all.